You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The RBI may allow security receipt holders to change the trusteeship of asset reconstruction companies. This change would enable ARCs to retain stressed assets without acting as trustees, thereby expediting the resolution process. Banks, NBFCs, and FPIs are the holders of SRs issued by ARCs. Security receipt is an instrument like a pass-through certificate which is issued by ARCs to investors, which represent rights of the investors over realizations from underlying assets. Under the extant guidelines, when an ARC acquires distressed debt, it becomes trustee of the underlying asset. So currently, there cannot be a trustee without a debt. Bankers say the idea behind allowing the change in trusteeship is to have a single trustee to pool distressed debt. Next up, SEBI has introduced a financial disincentives framework for stock exchanges and other market infrastructure institutions to address their lapses in detecting abnormal or suspicious trading activities, it said. Quote, they need to be well equipped to detect market abuse, including new modus operandi that could be adopted by unscrupulous elements, and take suitable, prompt, effective and preventative action against such activities. End quote. Under the new framework effective July 1st, SEBI will impose penalties in case of surveillance-related lapses on stock exchanges, clearing corporations and depositories. The penalty will be based on the annual turnover in the previous financial year and the number of instances of surveillance lapses during a financial year. In a push towards making India carbon neutral, the country's largest lender, State Bank of India, SBI, is targeting to deploy a minimum of 7.5% of its domestic loans in the green energy sector by 2030. The bank's overall loan book stood at ₹37.67 trillion as on FY24 end. It has sanctioned ₹47,419 crore of loans for renewable energy projects as of March 2024. During FY24, the bank's consolidated its environment, social and governance ESG and climate finance functions under a dedicated unit, the ESG and Climate Finance Unit. SBI Chairman Dinesh Khara said in the bank's FY24 Business Responsibility and Sustainability Report. Moving on, the trend of contractual employment, which gained momentum in tech-based firms post-COVID-19 pandemic, has now spread the roots across various sectors such as consumer durables, e-commerce and retail. These sectors are increasingly leveraging contract roles to navigate short-term market demands, scale operations flexibly, and on the back of rapid adoption of artificial intelligence. Recent studies, including a comprehensive report by CareerNet, a talent solutions provider, revealed a robust growth in contractual hiring, with a 15% compounded annual growth rate since 2022 and an anticipated surge of 20 to 25% in 2024 compared to the previous year, with most growth expected to come from global capability centers. In another development, three lenders to GoFirst, Central Bank of India, Bank of Baroda and IDBI Bank, have invited bids to sell 94.71-acre land parcel in Thane. The reserve price of the land parcel has been kept at ₹1,965 crore. The sale notice of the land parcel will be under Surfaisi Act. GoFirst, currently under corporate insolvency resolution, owes ₹3,918 crore to creditors. The property on sale lies on Ghodbunder Road and in the name of Wadia Realty will be sold on July 22nd, the announcement said. Lenders have sought to liquidate the mortgage property after the airline declared bankruptcy in May 2023 when the Wadia Group bag carrier filed for voluntary insolvency after years of losses. Up next, buy now, pay later startup Simple has made another round of workforce-related reductions, letting go of 30 more employees just a month after laying off 160 people. This strategic move comes as the company intensifies its efforts to accelerate its path to profitability by mid-2025. Ashish Kulshreshtha, Head of Communications, Simple, said, quote, as an organization, we routinely review our businesses to improve efficiencies and become more agile. We have been undertaking a series of measures to improve operational efficiencies. Today's decision to let 30 of our employees go is a continuation of our organization-wide efforts to become a fiscally prudent company and achieve profitability by mid-2025, end quote. Lastly, GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 might see a subdued opening on Friday. Here's all you need to know before the market opens. GIFT Nifty was flat at 22,917, indicating a muted start for the domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Friday. Previously on Thursday, the NSE Nifty 50 advanced 201 points or 0.89% to finish at 22,821.40, while the BSE Sensex jumped 692 points or 0.93% to finish at 75,075. Meanwhile, the Wall Street or US market closed in a mix ahead of key labor market report. The tech-heavy Nasdaq composite fell 0.09% to end at 17,173.12. The S&P 500 pulled back 0.02% to 5,352.96. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.20% to 38,886.17. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.